There's a race of men that don't fit in, a race that can't stay still. So they break the hearts of kith and kin, and they roam the world at will. They range the field, and they roam the flood, and they climb the mountain's crest. Theirs is the curse of the gypsy blood, and they don't know how to rest. The Men That Don't Fit In, Robert Service. Chapter 1.
"Excuse me, ladies." Sean ducked in front of a table of laughing women and caught the flying beer mug in midair before it could slam into the center of their party. Unfortunately, there was no time to respond with more than a wink to their admiring feminine responses. He twirled to grab the nearest bear shifter by the scruff of the neck, hauled him away from the innocent bystanders, and thumped him face first into the rustic wood-paneled wall. Another glass shattered inches to Sean's right, and he sighed. Bloody den buddies. Wolves might drive him crazy, but after a few too many drinks, bears were even worse. Should have cut them off hours ago and sent them all packing.
"Let me know if you need a hand,"
Evan called from behind the bar, amusement tinging his voice.
"Fuck off," Sean tossed back easily. Just what he needed, an alpha with an attitude. Not.
Evan laughed as he reached over the counter and nabbed the nearest two troublemakers by the hair. He knocked their heads together and grinned with satisfaction as the shifters tumbled to the floor. Sean pulled his current object of attention off the wall a foot or so, examined the man's eyes carefully, then slammed him back harder than the time before. The bear shifter went limp and puddled downward without a sound. Sean turned to the remaining crew of shaggy-headed rabble-rousers currently making Tuesday afternoon in Whitehorse a little too exciting for the locals. Of course, at this time of day, the only occupants of the Moonshine Pub were shifters, and for the most part, they weren't as picky about how wild the party got.
"Hey, watch it, buddy. You're shaking the dartboard."
Sean flipped the visiting wolves the finger. Figured they'd sit and observe the chaos instead of offering to help. This wasn't their territory, so he couldn't blame them for staying out of it. And with Whitehorse in the strange position of having two packs sharing territory, sometimes not getting mixed up in local werewolf politics was the safest way to keep your fur intact. He took a swift survey of the bar, noting only four grizzly shifters remained standing. Well, three were standing, one swaying violently as he attempted to chug the remaining half pint of beer in his mug and keep an eye on Sean. Talk about not taking matters seriously. For some reason, the big brute's lack of concentration pissed Sean off. He shook his hands at the man like an irate Italian.
"Hey, you! Put the glass down and let's see some effort here! Sheesh! What kind of barroom brawl is this?"
His opponents exchanged glances, and Sean cracked his knuckles in anticipation. Finally, he'd get to inflict a little bodily damage. Not that he had anything against bears personally. It had simply been too long since he'd let off some steam. One bear rushed him. Sean sidestepped, turning with his elbow raised high and hard, connecting with a satisfying thunk to the idiot's head. The second swung at him as the third lunged forward. Sean seized the ham-sized fist on his right as it approached, pulled the man off balance and into the direct line of the dive-bombing attack of his buddy. The two connected with grunts of pain, tangling together to land in a twisted mess on the floor. Too damn easy. Sean shook his head in disgust and stepped over their prone bodies before they could scramble to their feet. A quick 1-2 kick to each of their stomachs ensured that the only thing they would be concentrating on for the next few minutes was their next breath.
"I don't know, Evan. Maybe you should reconsider the whole public bar idea. I mean..."
The grizzly shifter sneaking up on Sean was reflected in the mirror behind the counter. Sean waited one more second, then raised his clenched fist as if he were doing a strongman muscle pose. The back of his hand connected with the man's face, and the bear teetered on shaky legs, the stars he must be seeing almost visible in the air.
Shit, that one hurt.
Sean shook out his fingers and concentrated. Where was he? Oh, right.
"What if you made the place private? This dealing with tourists is bullshit."
Evan rinsed a glass.
"It's the tourists passing through who make life interesting.